more as we broadcast live from the Bancorp South studios in Fort Smith, right where you are. John Taylor is with us on this snowy day. Certainly the snow around the area, traffic conditions not the best. Drive safely out there. John seconds that opinion. Of course, he's got some opinions on what's going to happen today on the markets, and they are open and ready for business. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, at least the futures are positive this morning. Of course, January was just a brutal month. The Dow was down 5.3%. Of course, the end of the month was Friday. S&P down about 3.5%. And the markets continue to be under pressure. Negative manufacturing data coming in from China causing the markets around the world, except for the U.S., to primarily be down. This week, we get a lot of earnings, which could help the market or hurt the market. And then, of course, on Friday, something that you haven't heard much about, that dreaded debt ceiling thing comes up. And unless they do something to resolve that, the projection is the government will hit the debt ceiling on Friday. But at least this morning, the Dow futures are up about 41 points. On Friday, an Arkansas company reported numbers, and we just have to talk about this because they're doing so well. Tyson Foods, first quarter profit up 47%. Now, let me just tell you about the stock. The stock was up $2.91 a share on Friday, which is 8% in one day, closing at an all-time high of $37.40. But if you look at it, don't you wish you'd owned it last year? Last year, Tyson stock was up 73%. It's already up almost another 12% so far this year. As I mentioned, their net was up 47% versus the same quarter of the previous year. They also beat Wall Street's expectations pretty handily. They say that the real growth is happening in their prepared foods business. And of course, that's understandable with a nation that's busy and doesn't have time to cook or prepare food anymore. Revenue was $8.8 billion, up about 5% from the previous year. And CEO Donnie Smith says, quote, "I'm very pleased with our strong first quarter results, and I'm confident in my expectations for the full year." They're projecting full-year sales this year of $36 billion. Chicken sales up 2% last quarter, beef sales up 7%, and pork up about 4%. And then, of course, prepared foods up about 8% also. There's some new people on the job this morning. Janet Yellen takes over the reins of the Fed this morning for the first time, and, of course, she's got her hands full. But also another new hand on deck, and that is on Saturday, Doug McMillon officially became the new CEO of Walmart. And he has his challenges, too. We reported on Friday that Walmart gave a warning about what their quarter was going to look like that included the holiday sales. They pointed out that, among other things, that Congress has cut in the food stamps program from the Farm Bill is affecting their same-store sales. And this is kind of funny. You may remember for several months there's been a fight going on between Joseph A. Bank and Men's Warehouse. It started out with Joseph A. Bank trying to buy out their larger rival, Men's Warehouse, and Men's Warehouse turned the tables. Well, over the weekend, Joseph A. Bank rejected the offer again. Their stock is down about 6% this morning before the market closed. To make it even funnier and stranger, Joseph A. Bank apparently over the weekend disclosed that they're in talks to perhaps buy Eddie Bauer from a private equity firm that owns that company. So we'll see how that goes, and then throughout the week we'll monitor both the economic data that comes out and then just a ton of corporate earnings that are going to be released this week that will probably move the market one way or the other.
All right, John. Sound like those men's stores are got too much testosterone or something.
It's pretty funny. So.
All right, thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
It's John Taylor of Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right there, or you could call him. His phone number is 479-782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.